This is GQDN for Thursday, August 29th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. Indeed. Once you get those drink mixes, as many as what you want, and maybe with the shaker as well, you can get 25% off of your purchase if you put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. That is the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. So get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. College football starts this week. Well, it actually started last week with week zero. But we got our predictions up there. Me and Golden do. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Capcom news. We got some games going to different things. And we got some details for NBA 2K25. But what we will start with today is an article with DualShockers.com. And there was a Bungie executive who has been fired because he was accused of abusing female co-workers. And that came from Bloomberg. That came from Bloomberg. And that was Christopher Barrett, who was just released from Bungie after being with the company for 25 years because there was at least 8 female employees who accused him of sexual harassment. Now, Mr. Barrett was the company's artist because he was working on Destiny, Myth, and Halo. And that's where he took the executive director mantle. And he was also the lead behind Marathon. But since he used his powers to get his way with women, he was indeed punished. So he did have to say something about the whole ordeal. Quote, "I feel that I've always conducted myself with integrity and been respectful and supportive of my colleagues, many of whom I consider my closest friends. I never understood my communications to be unwanted, and I would have never thought they could possibly have made anyone feel uncomfortable. If anyone ever felt that way about the interaction with me, I'm truly sorry. I have no doubt that there'll be more news about this, so we will indeed be keeping our eyes on this." Now, DualShockers also said that Kingdom Hearts Unchained and Dark Road will be removed from the Apple App Stores. Now, that news came from the Twitter user KH Database, because he said, quote, "Breaking, Kingdom Hearts Unchained, Dark Road has been delisted from the app, all app stores. Links from the website to download the app are broken." Now, Square Enix has not commented on this yet, so we do not know if the game is going to be put down permanently or not. Now, the Kingdom Hearts missing link is on the way, and that might fill that void that the Unchained and Dark Road is now gone. So we shall see what happens. Now, we go to something towards TVs and movies. PC Gamer said that Remedy is now leaving Epic, and they're going to Annapurna, because Annapurna gained the rights that could bring Remedy to both movies and television. Now, Remedy will still publish Control 2, which is a part of the cooperation agreement with Annapurna, and Annapurna will provide half of Control 2's development budget. And Annapurna also have the rights to adapt both Control and Alan Wake for both films and television. Now, Alan Wake 2 was published through the exclusivity agreement with Epic Games. Now, PC Gamer did say that because it was exclusive to Epic, the full potential of sales did not happen for Alan Wake 2. Now, Remedy will get a bigger chunk of the revenue because of the deal with Annapurna, but that'll be after the investments have been recouped and some of the amounts will be invested. But Annapurna will have a higher share of profits from both the TV and film adaptions. But according to the press release, quote, "Remedy will retain the full IP rights for Control and Alan Wake," end quote. Now we go to DualShockers again. because Capcom did explain why there are long delays for Monster Hunter Wilds. So why is it taking so long? Well, Konami Fujuka, and I really butchered that name, and I'm sorry for that, said that it was the extended wait that was tied to the success of Monster Hunter World. And he was talking to the gamer, and he said that they sold over 25 million copies. And he was keeping in mind that there are some other skill levels and experiences from their audience or fans. Here's what he said, quote, "The more people came on board the series, the more we had to think about how we actually meet our users' needs when we start a new project," end quote. Now, Monster Hunter Wilds will still be released in 2025. Because if you remember, Capcom did show some of the new creatures during Gamescom. We'll see what happens there. Now, Gamatsu.com said that Rusty Rabbit, the Switch version, will be delayed. And this side-scroller game was to be released on September 24th, but now be delayed till next year, because it will now launch for Switch alongside a PlayStation and PC via Steam. So, we'll see what happens there. Delayed. Now we go to PlayStation Universe, because the Tales of Graces Remastered will be coming, but we don't know when. But what we do know is that the remastered version will have a 4K resolution on the PlayStation 5, and the PlayStation 4 will run at 1080p because PlayStation Pro offers 1440p, and the Switch version won't even be close to that. The Xbox versions will hit the 60 FPS mark. Now, that game was announced only a few days ago for both PlayStations 5 and 4, PC, Switch, Xbox One X and S, all three. But I lied. The Tales of Graces F Remastered will launch January 17th. I think that's a typo. 2025, and they're saying 24. So, we'll see that early next year. People do make typos. This one's not. Well, maybe it's not. PC Games N is talking about a game called Pumpkin Jack was one of the games that was released back in 2020. But they're talking about Akambot. And Akambot is a Jack and Daxter or Ratchet and Clank type of game. It looks like you're going to be a robot. And you'll be able to travel to different planets. And you'll see some alien environments. And you will also be jumping backwards and forwards in time. So if you want it, it is out today. Now, HardcoreGamer.com says that if you're going to be in the city, well, NBA 2K25 may be for you. So what's going to be in the city? Well, 2K did give some details. Because at first, they were talking about my court, which is the apartment and basketball combo. And that is where you'll be able to practice and practice and practice away. But there'll be some new parks that will be affiliated with the Elite and or versus Rive rivalry. And all four of my parks will return to the event center in your city. And when you're in my court, you'll be able to invite your friends, and you'll have some my career teammates for 1v1, 3v3, horse, and more. There'll be some other changes there as well. And there'll be stuff there for beginners along with that. And the game will be releasing on September 6th, so about a week away. So enjoy it. And I bet Goldman would love to have a VR headset. Why? Because Hitman 3 is going to MetaQuest 3. And the game will be set to make its debut on MetaQuest 3 on September 5th. So you'll be doing all of the shooting all by hand. Now we got a game going to Nintendo Switch, and that'll be Eternal Knights. And that's via Kaleper Interactive. And Studio Side did announce that the game will be going to the console on October 17th this year. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Tomorrow is finally Friday. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.